We're back on the Spartan Burgers pregame show. Hub City has won two games in Wilmington, partially thanks to the bat and the right arm of Malcolm Moore, who's caught two games and hit a couple loud baseballs off the barrel. Malcolm, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, it's good to get a couple wins here early in the season, especially after a little bit of a slow start. But the team's kind of coming together, and yeah, it's good to see.
What changes for the group going from 8 straight home games to now the first road series of the season?
It's kind of funny because we all got out to Spartanburg, and it honestly felt like we were on the road a little bit, just being in spring training for 2 months and kind of still getting our wits about us. So first road series of the year, it's nice to kind of just get out. The weather here is super nice, so it's been good. Kind of just happy to be rolling now.
And the ball is flying. The Spartanburgers with 3 home runs in the series, you on Tuesday, then Quincy and Chandler yesterday. What did you see in your first at-bat in the top of the first back on Tuesday?
Yeah, just kind of runs on first and third, wanted to get something going. Thankfully, guys in front of me were hitting, so kind of had a chance to score some runs there. And yeah, put a good swing on a cutter, and the result was good. And with Quincy and Chandler yesterday, I mean, it's good to see when the ball's flying, kind of hitting's contagious. So kind of once you see a couple of knocks here and there, then the confidence of the team starts to go up, and you could definitely see that yesterday.
And certainly helps the dugout stay loose as well. Malcolm Moore with us on the pregame show. On the pitching side, the starters have been great to start the year. Chatted with Mason Milkey on Tuesday. He gave you guys, the whole catching unit, a shout out, you, Ben Hartle, and Cal Stark, with the way you guys handle the pitchers and know the game plan. How do you build relationships with pitchers?
Yeah, kind of just hanging around them. It's kind of built in for the catchers a little bit because we're just in the bullpens on our off days and catching bullpens like before games and stuff. So kind of just being around them, that's the best part about building those relationships, is just being around them.
Luke Savage last night, a 6-out save. How do you guide him through that, especially with runners on base late and the tensions are high?
Yeah, I think having a guy that's just confident and throwing in the strike zone. I think the goal for us yesterday was just attacking over the plate, getting ahead. And last night he did a good job of that. And I mean, that helps a lot. And with the defense behind him, Figgy turned a good double play there. And yeah, I mean, it's really a team effort. And him coming in just throwing strikes is just one part of the system.
Malcolm Moore with us here on the pregame show. Malcolm, you spent some time in the Arizona Fall League over the offseason, won a ring with the Surprise Saguaros, with Chandler Pollard, Dylan Dreiling, a couple other Spartanburgers on that roster as well. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. Kind of just being around the top talent. A lot of those guys, like, I know from just being around the showcase circuit in high school and just hearing names throughout pro ball. So it was good to be around those guys and build relationships. And coming into this year, like, it's pretty cool when you see some guys that you played against or played with in this league and throughout spring training. And yeah, it was a really fun experience, and I'm glad we got to take on the ring.
I asked Chandler this yesterday, so I'll ask you too. Who's a guy from a different organization that you met over the fall that you'd now consider a friend for life?
Yeah, I think probably the closest guy I had on the team was Blake Mitchell, Luke Adams, you know, catcher, Blake Mitchell, so it's kind of like I'm around him the whole time. And then, honestly, kind of just being with the Rangers guys a little bit more, like being with Chandler, I think we got a lot closer, and then Dylan as well, and Joey, Colton Curtis, all those guys, kind of just being around them. Ben Hartle, yeah, just going and winning a championship, I think, like, that builds better relationships and brings you closer for sure.
So what did you do for the rest of your off season when you weren't down in Surprise? Did you get some time off?
Yeah, I was back home in Sacramento. It was nice to just get away, man. I think going home and training and being around guys that I was around in high school and making a couple trips out to Stanford, it was really good just mentally and kind of taking a little breather from everything and kind of just getting back into it now. I think taking that time away makes you appreciate being out here, but it also makes you appreciate being at home and having your parents and your friends as a support system.
Certainly have to take a break before the long minor league season, but A reset then has certainly got you off to a pretty strong start here on the road. Malcolm, thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show, we've got starting lineups and first pitch between Hub City and Wilmington after the break.